All right, folks, it's time for the fishing report. I've got Leif in here. How you doing, Leif?
Good. How are you doing, Deputy D?
I am doing good. We actually have been seeing each other, even though we haven't been doing new fish reports, partly because there's a little too much ice coming down.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of coincided and worked out perfectly, our snowmobile missions to the top of the hill to fix things up with frozen conditions on the river. So nothing for me to do there. And I was all stocked up on my flies I'd been tying. So that was great.
Good. Yeah, we, just a little background, Leif and I have got up to the top of McClure three times here in just the last little bit. Could see the river from a distance, but even so, the last couple of weeks, looking at it close up, just a little too much stuff coming down, but it's really cleared up again now.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, like we'd been talking about there, you were wondering how long it would take to thaw out. Yeah. Man, it just doesn't take long at all. Once it gets above freezing, you know, in the daytime or stays above freezing at night, more importantly, that river just clears right up. And, you know, it's got that spring percolation and points up here towards us. And just in general, because it's moving water, it's harder for it to freeze. And you know, the insects are smaller, but the hatches can be very profuse, and it can lead fish to try to gorge themselves on those hatches of smaller insects and lead to some pretty good days of fishing, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's something that I was asking Leif here the other day, because it's cold out. You normally wouldn't think that a lot of bugs are hatching, but actually, year-round, there's something going on. You said, now they're little guys this time of year.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of those caddises and stoneflies that will crawl around in their nymph form for just a long time on the rocks, you know, a year or two or 3 years, depending on the species. Huh. And so they're crawling around on the rocks or getting broken loose of their footing by the drift and getting cast into the drift by the current. And so they're always there. So that's why sometimes even our black stoneflies and peacock stones will work at this time of the year, or golden stones. Mm-hmm. But primarily, I've been focusing on these midge-type patterns. And that's like chironomids, midges, and, you know, duns in the nymph form. And, you know, believe it or not, in the middle of the winter, you will start to see noses coming up for those. And so you'll start to see some signs of life on the surface.
Okay. Well, I know you're going to go fishing. You've been fishing and actually having some good results.
Yep.
But that kind of what you were just talking about now, we've seen a lot of ice forming shelves and float ice coming down and everything. Now, does that slow the fish down, or have they been just doing their thing? It's just that you can't fish physically, get in there with a line because there's too much stuff in your way. Are the fish, how are they doing?
Well, it's kind of a little of both, you know. It's harder to fish. And, you know, I was telling you, I'd like to be able to cast at least six times before I pick the eyelets free. And those couple days there that were really cold where you could still get the line into the water, it was like a cast or two and you're picking the line and you're just like, all right, this is not cool. But at the same time, the guys at WDFW noticed there was definitely a migration, kind of a slide back in that population of steelhead back down to the more moderate water in the Columbia there. Okay. So they saw some blips on the array at the bottom there. Some fish boogied out and backed up a little bit. So you kind of got to imagine everything up here sliding, maybe not all the way out of the river or anything, but back down a little bit or into those more stable holes or deeper holes.
Okay. Yeah. So that's what I was wondering. That ice actually makes it difficult for them. I mean, things are coming down on their heads.
Yeah, and just like their metabolism and just their need to be in a relatively warm water, or at least stable water, and that slush ice that's broken loose, no fun at all.
Yeah,
no fun at all for them to be trying to breathe that. I'm sure.
So, what do you expect? And like I said, I know you're heading out right now.
Yeah.
Where are you going to go? Well, I know you're not going to tell me that.
I'm not going far. I'm going to be fishing in the Twisp area. I generally do in the wintertime. But, you know, the whole river is good at this point. Mm-hmm. The fish have moved up from the bottom to, you know, just above Twisp between here and Winthrop, and even some up in Winthrop, just not as many. And so I'm just going to stay close to home. And I'm going to have some new prototypes I've been working on the bench. And so I'm going to try those out. Let me see. Got them in my pocket. Oh, yeah. Here we go.
They got a name?
No. Well, it's like the double head blue chironomid. And, you know, black and blue are kind of always a sure thing. So I'm going to go give those a try.
Double heads just for being able to be noticed a little easier?
Yeah. Yeah. And that'll kind of be like my bigger of the two. And then I'll drop one one underneath that's about that big. It has only one head underneath that one. And this one's going to be at about 9 feet. And then the one I have underneath of it would be about 16, 18 inches down, about half as big. And, you know, it's like it's 50-50. They might hit that big one or they might hit the littler chironomid. You just never know until
That's a good size bug you got there.
Yeah, some people think it's incredibly small for steelhead. But if you really, you know, like we've been talking about, these fish are cold and they don't want to try to wrap their lips around a double cheeseburger. And they, you know, they don't want to move far either. Yeah. So you just kind of want to slide it right into their mouth about the time they open it. And just pray for them to close it.
Yeah. Well, and the real name of the game a lot of times is trying to present in a way that is natural.
Yeah, it's more important to present a nice, natural, relatively slower than the current, relatively slower than walking speed drift than it is to cast across the river. I can't accentuate that enough. I mean, you should always be starting with just barely getting it out there anyway. Start on the inside, work your way from inside to middle to outside to your most comfortable cast outside. Don't be trying to get it across the river as far as you absolutely can, because you probably won't make your mints and your stuff will just be flailing around up too high to the surface. You want to be knuckle dragging with your nymphorhynchs. Okay. And so,
well, now that sounds like a little bit of a class. Speaking of, you do take people out. You're a guide.
Yeah. You betcha.
Tell people how to get hold of you.
Well, if you need any more information or you just want to get a hold of me, book a trip, or just ask some questions, you can find me at Fly Fishers Pro Shop. And Methow Fishing Adventures is booking trips pretty much year-round. Just going to be keeping our eye on the conditions always before we get you out there. But, yeah, I mean, I'm fishing, so if you'd like to go with me, then just get a hold of me there. And you can check out our blog. And, hey, everybody, enjoy these holidays. Stay close to one another and get your fish on.
Fish on.